Yeah, so today it's completely different. Just the landscape alone, you drive down Conneaut Street, you'll see in Detroit slash Hamtramck border, you'll see lots of storefronts with Bengali signage, people talking in Bengali. Like you can hear that in similar ways that you might hear in, say, like New York. And you'd also be able to buy any sort of goods. I remember my father was really a big fan of something called shatkora, which is like a wild orange, and you couldn't find that in America. And when someone would go back home and would bring some back, like dried wild orange to cook with, I remember him one time just like kind of pleading with an auntie to like give him some because he missed that taste so much. It was part of like the region that he grew up in Bangladesh. But now you can buy like frozen shatkora or wild oranges in the grocery stores with no problems whatsoever. There's also a lot of differences in terms of generational differences. So a lot of young people who have been educated here in America, there's an upward mobility in terms of socioeconomic status. And so a lot of immigrant parents are moving out into the suburbs because their kids are buying houses for them in the suburbs, and their kids are, taking care of them and helping them have like a retirement plan or greater establishment. There's also a sense of like a dual identity of I am both Bangladeshi and I'm American, especially for generations that are grew up here.
So, what are some of the new things that you're seeing coming out of the Bangladeshi American community?
I think that one of the things that's also documented in the exhibit is political participation. Parents are joining school boards, advocating for their kids. Young people are also advocating for themselves. So, for example, the push to have halal meals in schools that was generated by Muslim Bangladeshis as well as other Muslim folk in the state. And Cass Tech High School, I remember there was a push towards having a day off because they had such a high Muslim population. A lot of Bangladeshi students, they actually asked to have that recognized as a holiday and have the school off because Eid is not considered as a holiday on the calendar. So just things like that, where education and children and advocating for children have become like an avenue for people to engage politically. But I've also seen folks go to their city council meetings and talk. In Warren especially, I think some folks talked about how they have been going to those meetings because they want certain things to be recognized in the city. So, for example, whether you're able to play cricket in a field or host a festival or things like that. So, I see people taking greater political and civic participation than ever before.
So, we've been chatting a little bit, of course, about the exhibit and the importance of telling different stories. So, talk about highlighting stories that are not just immigrant stories, but also stories of Americans, because at the end of the day, we are all American.
Yes, absolutely. I think that one of the reasons why I really wanted to do this exhibition is partly because I didn't grow up seeing Bangladeshi Americans in the media, and I didn't have access to written by Bangladeshi American authors, and I didn't see art created about or for us either. And so part of that is just representation. I want to increase representation of Bangladeshi Americans. But another part of it is really just about, like, we should know who makes up our community. It's a good way to understand the other folks that are around us. Michigan has, a huge number of Bangladeshi populations, over 25,000 folks, and typically concentrated in the Metro Detroit area. So for me, I think given that so many of your neighbors might be Bangladeshi and you might not know anything about them or their history, it would be such a cool opportunity to kind of see and experience that. And the exhibit will be open until December 20th, and people can go. It's free and open to the public, and people can go see it.
I love that. you talked about just the idea of representation. And oftentimes I think about it for myself, I think about it for you now, it just instantly went to my brain, but the idea of feeling as if we have to represent for our whole cultures, represent and yes. do the work. What is that? How do you move forward with that idea of knowing that you are in this position, that you are going to be a representative for your culture?
It's such a huge task, and I don't think it's possible for any one person. I will say that I did the very best I could to try to collect a diverse array of voices in this exhibit. Of course, it won't be everyone or everything, but I am hopeful that it shows so many different ways. I think like sometimes we stereotype immigrants as like working class or only here for like to do certain types of jobs, you know. And I think one thing that you'll notice in this is that a lot of early Bangladeshi Michiganders actually came here to get their graduate degrees in engineering, you know, in medicine and other things. And so that's also a class divide and something that I think was, for me, really heartening to see, because I grew up in a working class family. And so to try to capture a different type of Bangladeshi Americans was important. And then you'll also see, this is one of my favorite parts of the exhibit, is that I may not be able to represent everything, but I wanted to represent the types of clothes that people wear. So like every portrait has a slightly different type of clothing that the person is wearing, whether it's a sari, a salwar kameez, which is a traditional Bangladeshi clothing that women wear, kurtas or frocks, you know, dresses, suit and ties. Some people are wearing hoodies, t-shirts, caps, you know, and tupis, which you can see like Muslim men wear on top of their head. So yeah, it's just like a variety of things. And hopefully this also is one way to capture like the diversity that you'll see around you.
Talk a little bit about people around you and learning about the people around you. I find it interesting because I grew up in the Warrendale community, which is around Dearborn and Dearborn Heights and Redford. So growing up for me, it was never out of the place, out of the ordinary to see people who didn't look like me. However, yeah. I had no idea who they were, where they came from. So I just saw other people, but I didn't know where you were from. I didn't know your country of origin. I didn't know your cultural background. I didn't know those things until recently with everything that's going on in Israel and Palestine. I had no idea. If we could just go into it again, just talking about highlighting the people around you. So that way you can have a little better understanding and empathy towards those around you.
Absolutely. I mean, especially as I've been at the University of Michigan for the last decade, you know, and I've been seeing more and more Bangladeshi students on campus. When I went here as an undergraduate student, I was one of just a handful of Bangladeshi students on campus. And now I see them everywhere and I hear like Bengali spoken around me. And so how people are moving, going from insulated communities that are kind of like situated in smaller chunks to all over the place, that's changed dramatically. And that also means that they're going to experience either curiosity or ambivalence or even fear. And so I think anytime we can take the time to actually learn about the people around us, it's going to help us better. And we might make a connection that is, you know, that is deep and long lasting and incredible, and we might learn something. So I do hope that people become more curious and learn about each other.
Disco premi.